Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, undiagnosed. You feeling tired, life inspired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.
Welcome to another edition of the Coach Mike Jones Show podcast, episode 39, with myself and the one and only Sign Guy. How you doing, brother?
Doing all right here on WrestleMania Saturday, Coach.
It is. You got your picks set up already.
I sent them over to Miss Liz, yes.
Okay. All right, well, maybe we'll announce those later, but before we wait any longer... Is this our guest for today, Antonio Donofrio?
Yes.
How you doing, brother?
Good.
Nice.
Good, really good.
We're glad you came on today. We're proud and honored to have you. And Sign Guy, can you give him the first-timer question?
First-timer question is simply this. How did you get involved into the world of professional wrestling?
I got involved, like, there was this festival going on, and I saw the show on the, like, it was for free, and I stayed, and, you know, I just got hooked, and I was, like, I started filming, like, in, like 3 years ago, I think, because, like, no one else was doing it, and, yeah, here I am.
And, man, you've worked for a lot of companies over there. Let the fans know who you've worked for over there.
I worked for Pro Wrestling All-Stars, Metro Pro Wrestling, Horror Slam, For Us Wrestling, and I help with the ring crew when GCW comes to town.
And then what about ICP? I hear you're a big fan of them.
Yeah, I'm a big ICP fan. I even helped with their Halloween setup last year.
Right on. Okay. All right, Sign, let's go back and forth with some questions. Your turn, buddy.
Now, there's a lot of people in wrestling that don't understand fully how important production people are, especially if a company is going to have any form of televised show or a streaming show. What is it that you bring to the table that a lot of promotions are seeking you out to be part of their production crew?
I don't know. Like, I guess I get, like, good, like, footage and the good, like, camera angles and stuff, and I'm just a big help overall. But I know how to, like, operate a camera.
Okay, nice. And then, so who are some of your heroes growing up, whether it was wrestling, sports, music, or ordinary life, or all of the above?
My favorite, like, wrestler growing up was Jeff Hardy and CM Punk. I don't know why it was those,
right.
those two. It was just one.
Anybody else notable?
Not really, no. Don't really watch a lot of sports.
Okay. Okay. Fine.
Oh, WWE in the last decade or so has introduced bringing in people so they can train them in production as far as how they do things. NXT not only has wrestlers and referees, but they do bring in the next generation of people that run the cameras and run production and do the technical aspect. Have you ever looked into their program and possibly getting in at the national level?
I haven't, because I just now heard of that. Like, right when you just said it, that's the first time I've ever heard of it.
Yeah, they definitely do. Would be something you could definitely look into and possibly do a full-time career with it.
Yeah, I'd like to.
And then Sign Guy might even know a guy or two to help you out.
I might.
Okay, so what are some of the most memorable matches you've seen?
I remember watching, it was at a random show. It was Adam Rose versus Madman Pondo.
Oh, yeah. No.
Dan Housen versus Tommy Vendetta. That was at Mr. Chainsaw. Trey Miguel
okay.
versus Tommy Vendetta at Horror Slam.
Right on, cool.
Zach Gowan versus Peter B. was fun to watch, too.
Yes, we're big fans of Zach Gowan, yes. Nice. Time?
Oh, in your time in wrestling, has it been difficult to learn where to be as far as running the camera and capturing things that the promoter and the wrestlers want to have captured by the cameras? Were you familiar enough with wrestling that you instinctively knew how to film it?
It's like a yes and no question. Like, I kind of knew, like, what to get, but, like, I didn't really know exactly, like, where to, like, stand and stuff.
Okay. And then did you play sports in high school or growing up?
I played Little League football for 5 years, I think. I played 2 years of basketball, and I played 1 year of football in high school.
Okay. Brother Simon.
Now, when you are working for a new company, are you the one initiating contact with them and asking if they have a spot, or have companies been contacting you as they have seen your work and wanted to reach out and see if you could help them as well?
It's a bit of both. Sometimes I ask, like, if they just need help, like, setting up, and they just happen to need to have a camera operator. And other times they message me asking me.
Okay, right on. And then I see you've got like 1,400 followers, it says. That's like twice as many as I got. You seem to be a well-respected guy out there in the wrestling business. That's nice to see.
Yeah, right now on my YouTube, it's 35,710 subscribers.
Dang, nice. That's way more than my YouTube also, so congratulations. Nice.
When you set up a YouTube channel, at this point in your career, are you using that sort of as a professional tool to exhibit your work to other promotions, or is it strictly still sort of on an amateur level, you're using it for your own personal like hobby type of deal?
It's a bit of both. Like, I try to get, like, really, like, crisp, like, footage, but, like, sometimes the venue's, like, really tiny, and I can't get as good footage as I'd like to.
Okay, and then one of the most important questions on the other show that I co-host on, that Sign Guy's the host of, Turnbuckle Turmoil, I'm sure Sign Guy and the fans would like to know what your favorite coffee to drink is.
My favorite pop?
Coffee. Did you hear that? Coffee. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Did you hear? I said your favorite coffee.
Yeah. I don't drink coffee.
Okay, there you go. We get that answer a lot nowadays, so congratulations on that. Shai?
Now, the independent scene in the Midwest is red hot right now. There's a lot of great promotions out there. Michigan has several promotions in it just by itself, but there are a lot in Indiana, Illinois, Ohio, Wisconsin. Do you see yourself traveling around and spreading out to other states in the near future?
I would like to. It's just my schedule is crazy with work and college right now. And I get, I'm just busy all the time.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with
working
and being in college.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then some more of your favorites. Let me see. What's your favorite sports teams?
I like the Pittsburgh Steelers. I always have been, ever since I was like 10.
Any other teams?
Not really, no.
And then what's the favorite concert that you've seen?
Oh, my favorite concert?
Yes.
Probably Nas and Wu-Tang or Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Okay, nice. Fine.
When you've been at ringside working a camera, what's the scariest injury that you've ever recorded that happened right there in front of you?
Watching Randy Rust split her head open on the floor. It was her and Mickey Knuckles. They went to do like a suplex in a very low building, low ceiling building, and they didn't get enough height, and Randy like split her head right on the floor.
My goodness, I'm not sure.
I remember
that
incident. Yeah,
I'm not sure if you heard that Sign Guy dented the concrete in Indiana over there.
I have not heard that.
You can tell him, Sign.
I had an incident with some rogue firemen, and it led to me putting a dent in the cement floor.
They threw him out of the Battle Royal, military press style, not knowing what they were doing, trying to kill him, and his foot hit the top rope. Oh, man, he's very lucky to be here right now.
Luckily, I knew how to take the front bump.
Exactly. So, hey, what do you got coming up?
I got Chaos Wrestling in a few minutes, or help set up at least.
And then how
That's
do people get a hold of you?
Through my Facebook at either HardCam3O, Antonio Donofrio, or my Instagram, which is just HardCam3O.
Okay, nice. Fine.
Now, of course, in the digital age here, preserving wrestling is something every promotion tries to do, big or small, with video and with still pictures. Do you notice on shows where you either work or just go to watch that promoters are putting more emphasis on the production end of things than they used to do?
Yeah, sometimes they're really putting the like effort into the production than what they did when I first started going to shows.
And then what suggestions would you give for people wanting to get into production?
I don't know the answer to that.
We get a lot of times we get don't do it, which we know that's a bunch of crap because that's why the people are in it, because they did it.
Yeah, I guess you just kind of like just help out where you can and just help out where you can.
Okay. And then who are some of the favorite people to work that you've worked with so far? Who are some of the favorite people you've worked with so far?
I worked with the promoter of Warrior Wrestling. I think his name's Steve. He's fun to work with. And then, of course, Brett Lauderdale from GCW and RPW, and the RPW promoter.
Okay, fine.
We've seen a lot of times on bigger shows where wrestlers will grab the camera and throw the camera down, or they'll snatch it away from a camera operator and film a few seconds themselves. Do you run into instances where wrestlers try to grab the equipment from you?
I have, yes. And it's funny because I'm not expecting it at all. So they just like yanked my phone or whatever out of my hand and filmed like a segment with them.
Damn, that really sucks. What's your self-defense background? Because I know in wrestling you should be able to handle yourself, but I'm sure it's a little different being a cameraman, but do you have a self-defense background?
I do not, no.
Okay, it's never too late to learn.
Now, if guys are grabbing at your equipment, do you have a deal in place with promoters where you're protected if they damage the equipment, be it your equipment or the promotion's equipment, just in case something were to happen?
We never really talked about it. Because we assume nothing will happen to it.
Never assume anything in wrestling. You never know when someone's going to do something unexpected and the camera breaks.
Damn, definitely. All right, and then are you going to be watching WrestleMania this weekend?
I'll try to tonight. Tomorrow I can't since I'm working a 10-hour shift.
Have you checked out the matches, and do you have any picks for this weekend's shows?
I have checked out a few matches. I think Austin Theory will go over John Cena, give him like the passing the torch.
Okay.
I think Sheamus will go over Walt Gunther and Drew McIntyre, just because he just needs that intercontinental title. And then Cody will go over Roman Reigns.
And what about Seth Paul and Seth Paul is not in there. Or Logan Paul is not in there, I guess.
Logan Paul versus Seth Rollins, coach.
Okay. Yes, that's what I thought, yeah. So who's going to win that one, guys?
I'm thinking Seth, just because of the experience he has over Logan.
And I'm going with Paul. He did pretty good last time, so I'm looking for another good performance.
I'm going to go with Paul just because he came off a big injury there. I think he's somebody they're going to use pretty much if they're rushing him back from injury like that.
Yes, for sure. And then, hey, do you have anything else you'd like to plug or promote?
I don't.
Okay, hey, we appreciate your time today and for coming on. What about you, Sign? Do you have any more?
I think I'm good. Good luck with Chaos Wrestling. How do the fans make it to that show if they're in the area?
I didn't hear you, sir.
How do the fans make it to Chaos Wrestling today if they're in the area?
It's in New Baltimore, Michigan, which is like north of Detroit. Yeah, it's a half hour north.
What's the venue there?
It's like the Columbus Hall. It's on.
All right. Well, hey, thanks.
Bye. All right.
Thank you, brother.
Yep. Thank you for having me.
Hey, one last question. Do you get a chance to interview any of the wrestlers that you work with?
No, because I don't like really talking in front of the camera and stuff.
Oh, okay. I just wondered, because I see you with some pretty big stars sometimes, so figured that would be a good opportunity, but I understand totally. Yes, thank you so much for your time, and I wish you all the luck in the world, brother. Thanks again.
Thank you for having me. Bye.
Mark, be careful out there with rogue wrestlers going after your camera.
I will.
All right, there you go. Antonio Donofrio out of Michigan there. Man, like I said, he's got twice as many subscribers, twice as many followers than I got. So he's twice as good as me, I guess.
You're not going to go after his camera as revenge, are you, Coach?
Oh, hell no, dude. I'm for people succeeding. So I'm proud of that guy. Nice job, brother. All right, Simon, what do you got coming up?
Well, I guess I'll get back to Stand and Deliver here in a moment. Congratulations to Stompin' Steve as he came out a month early and helped his wife, Indy Hartwell, to stand and deliver the Women's Championship at NXT. The Sign of the Times is recorded. We should be getting that up very soon. Tomorrow on Turnbuckle Turmoil, we have Big Ramp making up his appearance a few weeks ago from technical issues that prevented him from appearing. Then, of course, WrestleMania Day 2. Coach, I was at the very first two-day WrestleMania. It went so long, it bled into a second day. So even though it wasn't planned, it was technically the first two-day WrestleMania.
And that was just last year in Vegas, right?
No. It was 4 years ago in New York when they were in the New York, New Jersey area. It went so long, by the time they were done, it was 12:45 in the morning.
Dang. Yeah, being the first one, they didn't have that one ironed out yet. My goodness, that's a long show.
Yeah, they didn't technically plan for it to be 2 days, but it turned out that way.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I see now.
Yeah, those poor suckers that were counting on the subway, which had closed at that point, were all kind of upset.
Wow. Do you have any show notes for today or this weekend?
There's roughly 637 shows in the Los Angeles area. So if you go there and look around, you'll see a wrestling show in Los Angeles. Gouge later today, time to be determined based on the weather. It's an outdoor show, so when the weather clears, they're going to set up the ring and have the show. It's definitely happening. So you have that Wrestle Club in roughly an hour and a half. We'll be doing a live stream. The actual live in front of fan show not happening due to weather there for Wrestle Club, but they are going to live stream something just without the fans there, much like they did during the pandemic. So you can catch that on the social media platforms of Wrestle Club.
Okay, sweet. And then how do people get a hold of you and Chicken Bob?
They can follow us on the social medias, the Book of Faces, the Twitters, the Grams, the YouTube. Hopefully people subscribe to the YouTube, otherwise Stompin' Steve gets a nervous stomach and a sneezy head.
And that's SignGuy77, right?
The SignGuy77 for the YouTube.
Okay, right on. Yes, you guys can check me out at Coach Mike Jones, the coach with the most. Coach Mike Jones on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Don't forget to check out the Real School Army and the NGW Green Room for hundreds of interviews from celebrities all over the world. We appreciate you guys, and thank you, Sign, for coming on and helping me get the guest for today. We'll be announcing next week's guest here soon, and we appreciate all your feedback and support and input. And thanks again.
Coach, I forgot to mention, if you're a promoter in Washington, my license just renewed 4482. If you're in Kentucky, that license also renewed W-871.
And it was more challenging than ever to get your license this year. Tell us a little bit about what you had to go through. My goodness.
It is a challenge nationwide with a lot of the commissions because most states require a very specific type of doctor to perform the physical, which most places have shied away from using that type of doctor to do the physicals. So it's a challenge to get the right doctor because appointments are very limited, and a lot of times clinics will perform the physical without realizing it's a requirement to have a certain degree to sign off on the paperwork. So a lot of people having that issue, it affected the RWA show last week to a pretty good degree, but I'm cleared in both places now. Good to go. License are active and valid. You can book me in either place.
Awesome. Yeah, and it used to be where you could just show up the day of the show with your license information and stuff and it would fly, but I guess they put a stop to that a while ago, right?
Yeah, they stopped doing that quite a while ago. It has to be a couple of days prior to the event now that you try to get your license posted. They don't even accept handing in your physical paperwork and the money at the venue, even though the commissioner's there. It has to be done electronically for them to accept it. So it's a bit more difficult now than it used to be.
Well, what a blessing that you got yours, of course, because you were on top of that. My goodness, you had to go all over to get that thing.
It took
so
some effort, but I got there, luckily enough for the RWA people, because otherwise that show would have been sunk.
Oh, man, and they've been progressing as they – how long have they been going now, a year now?
Not even that. I believe the first show was July of last year. Last week they saw, I'd say, somewhere between 250 and 300 fans.
Right on. Okay, cool. All right, anything else, Sign?
The Sign of the Time should be up later. Don't forget Paulcade coming up. I will be at Paulcade. I'm booked. I will be there. It's in New Albany, Indiana this year at the Sisters of the Perpetual Hops Brewery. You can still bring the puppy dogs to the event. Half the money going to the Humane Society in Scott County, Indiana. Half the money going to the family of the late Sean Patrick O'Brien, who we lost 2 weeks ago. So there's a lot to support there. Massive raffle. They're going to have one raffle, so everything that's being raffled is going to one person instead of having multiple raffles during the show, apparently. So you could easily win hundreds upon hundreds of dollars worth of merchandise with a very low one raffle ticket price.
Yes, that's definitely awesome. What a blessing. Thanks to Chad French and everybody who makes that possible. And thank you, Sign, for everything you do. We appreciate it. And thank you, fans. We love you guys, and we'll see you next week at noon Pacific for the Coach Mike Jones Show, episode 40. So here is my walk-on song by the Never Were and Joe Love. Thanks, guys.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, undiagnosed. You feeling tired, life inspired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones. Coach, coach!